boy, what's all this extra stuff that's in here? Well, for our celebration of Reformation today, in the confession and absolution part, the preparatory part, we'll be singing the responses. For most people, 45 and over, you won't even need to look at your sheet because you just know these responses by heart. In case you forgot or have never seen these before, we'll just be singing the congregational responses to this tune, and that should not be a major shock to anyone. The choir will be singing back and forth with the introit as we did last week. Just follow along with the pattern on the inside of our bulletin with regard to the introit. We'll be singing the gradual as well. The choir will be singing the Alleluia and verse, and the children's choir will be singing there too. We'll tell you when to stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The only other big difference, it is the historic practice of the church during certain times of the year, and especially during difficult times, to pray the litany. The litany was a sung prayer. We have done it a lot here at Good Shepherd, but we've only spoken it. When it comes to the prayers of the church today, we'll be singing the litany, and that's the green insert that we have. The green insert that we have. And we'll reuse these green inserts. So when you're done, put those on the pile with the hymnals that need to be disinfected, and we'll reuse those as we need to in the future. We'll do our best to make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing our opening hymn, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, who guides us into all truth. Your Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to you, dear Father, apart from Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, as these truths of the faith have been distorted and hidden throughout the course of history, we thank you for the gift of your Spirit, who has revealed to us clearly and certainly forgiveness, life, and salvation, without a doubt, through the gift of Jesus. Heavenly Father, may that truth live in us and shine through us today, tomorrow, and always. In the name of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world, we pray. Amen. Amen. Our opening hymn, number 656, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Please stand as the church cross enters the church.
Thank you.
84. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Maiden and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And forgave us the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing the introit as it is printed in our bulletin.
Praise.
And gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies and grant to your church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The first reading for the festival of the Reformation is from the Revelation to St. John, chapter 14. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." This is the word of the Lord. We sing together the appointed gradual as found in your bulletin. The epistle is from Romans chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now, the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Alleluia in the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham, and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Please be seated as we sing our hymn of the day, which you will find on the insert on the back of the Confession and Absolution, Built on the Rock.
Thank you.
text today is from the gospel lesson, especially these words of our Lord Jesus. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. Thus far our text. Dear friends, what does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to be a Christian? What do Christians look like? How do they act? What's the true doctrine that they believe? Can you tell the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian when you're walking down the street? If so, how? Do you look like a Christian? These are important questions for us to consider today, as it's Reformation Day. On this day, we celebrate what the true definition of a Christian is: a sinner who has been redeemed by the holy, precious blood of Jesus Christ. Or perhaps more simply, what the words of Jesus in our gospel lesson say: Christians are those who abide in the word of Christ. That means acknowledging our sin and believing it's forgiven. That's what a Christian is: a forgiven sinner. For you to be a Christian, you must be both a sinner and forgiven, even at the same time. A Christian must realize how serious, how wrong, how important their sin and wrongdoing is. They must acknowledge that it is deadly serious, eternally deadly serious. Every sin that any person has committed has displeased and angered God, whether it is a large, obvious sin, such as murder or adultery, or whether it is a small, private sin, one that's only passed through your mind, a carefree gossip, an impure thought. All of them are sin, and all of them are deadly sin. Even the slightest sin must be destroyed eternally in hell. Are you a sinner? Don't say to yourself, as the Jews did in our gospel lesson for today, "Oh, I'm a child of Abraham. It'll be fine." Or the modern version, "I'm a good church-going person. I'm kind to most people. I pay my taxes. I mow my yard." God must have more important people to worry about than me. I must be exempt from sin now. I'm doing so well for myself now. It'll all be fine. That's denying the seriousness of sin. And to deny the seriousness of sin, you're denying God's word, not abiding in it. Denying the seriousness of sin is believing a lie spoken from Satan. It's denying Christ's word. Jesus says so in our gospel lesson. He says, if you've ever sinned, and by the way,
we all have. Even just a little bit, you are guilty in God's eyes, a veritable slave to sin, Jesus says. And if you're a slave to sin, that means you have no choice but to obey your sin. And do not say to yourself, as some Christians do, that just because some church authority dismisses particular sins as non-existent, that you are okay. The world says more and more, well, that's not really that bad. Be who you are. Love yourself. And sadly, some in the church are beginning to say the same thing. This past week, a very prominent church leader said, property rights are secondary rights. So it's okay for one group to take the property of the better off group. That denies God's word. It's not abiding in God's word, it's listening to a lie of Satan. It's ignoring the seventh commandment. Is it true or is it not? The same person, a day later, it came out, said, civil unions between same-sex couples are important and positive things for our society. Is that true? Is that what God's word says? No! To say that is not to abide in God's word, but it's to throw it out, to listen to a lie of Satan, to deny the sixth commandment. When we ignore God's word, it's sin. Jesus says, abide in my word. Do we always do that? Do we always obey what God says? Do we always believe what God says, whether we obey it or not? Do we abide in God's word? No. Not as we should. That's our sin. You sin. I sin. Every day. We commit adultery with our eyes, with our hands, with our thoughts. We steal. We murder. We gossip and slander. We lie ceaselessly. We use God's name for the wrong purposes. If you sin, you're a slave to sin, Jesus says. That's us. That's who we are. Or at least, who we were. Don't deny it. You are a sinner just like every other human being in the world. And to be a Christian, you must first realize this truth as we just have. We must be sinners for Christ to save us from sin. as you realize your sin, know this. Not only are you a sinner, dear Christian, you are a forgiven sinner. You are saved by Jesus, by grace, through faith, as it's brought to you through the Word. You have been justified, that is, declared to be righteous in God's sight by grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation, a blood payment for your sin. God sent Jesus to die on the cross for you. God sent Jesus to carry your cross to death for you, to pay for all of your wrongdoings, the big ones, the little ones, even the ones in between. Jesus did all of this for you. By his blood you are forgiven. By his blood your wounds are healed. By his death on the cross, and by his work alone, you're not just a sinner, you're a forgiven sinner. Or more simply, a Christian. You cannot add or subtract from what Jesus has done. All that was necessary, he has done. He suffered and bled and died to set you free from your sin, so that you're no longer a slave to sin, but instead you belong to Christ. Your sin has been washed away in the waters of holy baptism, connecting you to the blood that flowed from the hands and feet nailed to the cross. You eat the body and blood of Christ for forgiveness, life, and salvation. You come into close contact with God right here. And as you do, you're forgiven. In Jesus. Only in Jesus. That blood-bought forgiveness has set you free from sin. And now you're free to live in the Word of God, to abide in the Word of Jesus, to hold that Word up as important and holy and true, to love to read and study that Word, and to seek to do what it says. You live both as sinner and forgiven child of God at the same time. That's how you will live all of your days here on earth, until finally, whether sooner or later, God takes you from this sinful world, and your sinful flesh dies forever, so that it may be resurrected perfect, holy, complete, righteous in God's eyes. That's what Reformation Day is all about, Charlie Brown. The fact that you're a Christian, a forgiven sinner who abides in the Word of Jesus. And so let us gather together and sing the great Reformation hymns, which fix our eyes on Christ. Let us live in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, trusting in the forgiveness of Christ. let us rejoice that he has made us a part of him, the body of Christ, bringing us here to receive his gifts. Let us live not as slaves to sin, but as free Christians in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This time our service continues as we stand and sing the offertory, page 192. Who's having surgery today, who is the father-in-law of Pastor Dave Oberdeek in Lebanon, Missouri. We also pray for Gary Heckman, who's hospitalized. We pray together the litany as it's found in that green insert. O Lord, O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
hear us.
Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world, God the Holy Spirit,
mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Hear us, Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, Lord.
From all sin, from all error, from all evil, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and from rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death.
Good Lord,
by the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment, we poor sinners implore you
to hear us, O Lord.
to rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
We implore you to hear us,
To raise those who fall, and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us, Lord.
To give to all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel, to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayer.
We implore you.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
we implore you to hear us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Let us find peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Do not deal with us according to our sins.
Do not
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you desire not the death of a sinner, but rather that we should turn from our evil ways and live. Graciously spare us those punishments which we by our sins have deserved, and grant us always to serve you in holiness and pureness of living. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up
unto
the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. Is meet and right so to do. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, out of love for his fallen creation, humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, and the God of glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, Lord God, peace and joy, your sins are forgiven. Amen.
body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. We sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. Please stand.
Lord, now let us now our servant keep heart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of
unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated for our closing hymn, 582. God's Word is our great heritage.
Forever and ever,
week. Each of the video devotions that will be coming out this week are geared toward our celebration of the Reformation. Wednesday evening, we'll have another Reformation celebration. So we pray that God would bless us as we hear his word of truth, and are convicted of our sin, and also refreshed, forgiven by the good news. Complete salvation in Jesus. Thanks be to God. If you didn't get the Good Shepherd news and notes when you came in, make sure you grab some on the way out. All the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead are listed there. We'll have Sunday school opening right down in here in a few minutes, and then the kids can join the moms, dads, grandma, grandpa in the fellowship hall for Bible study. You're all invited to coffee and juice and Bible study in the fellowship hall. If we need more room, we've got other rooms set up as well. We are looking at the history and practice of worship in the church. And today we're going to turn things over to our resident historian, Pastor Moline. And if all the technology works, he's got some slides and a presentation putting pictures to some of the things we've been talking about the last few weeks with regard to worship in the tabernacle, worship in the temple, and how that connects us to what we do right here in the divine service each and every week. So look forward to that and pray God's blessings upon that. Our mission project for the month of October is the Reverend Michael Paul in Taiwan. There are some prayer cards and newsletters and some offering envelopes if you'd like to support that special mission this month. Otherwise, we've got our Dropbox for our regular contributions. On Thursday of this week, we will resume Lifelight. We've been off of Lifelight since March, so this is big, and it'll be in the fellowship hall. It'll be in the fellowship hall so people can spread out, continue the study of James and Jude, and I think it's about right in the middle. Is that about right? Yep. Yes. Okay, starting up with Jude. What do you got going on tonight, Pastor?
Well, tonight because we might get snow and we might not. If it snows, I'll send an email out and we won't have Bible study. But if it doesn't, then we'll plan on 7 o'clock at the Nebraska District Office for College Bible Study.
This is the guy that 2 years ago complained about how wimpy Nebraskans were because they called things off for like an inch or two of snow.
I learned that unlike in North Dakota, they don't plow the roads here, so...
All right. We won't get taxes and pollution.
Am I right, Nicholas?
Yeah. Okay. Pastor, anything else? Oh, we have a congregational work day scheduled for next Saturday. Next Saturday, October 31st. The details are in the news and notes, and we'll spruce things up on the outside. Please join us for coffee and juice and a study of God's word. The ushers will dismiss us from the back to the front. God's blessings in Christ.